tell you, Barry. Say, how about a... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, Buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Anne Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Anne Southern. But first, your announcer.
Maisie, like the man said, Maisie Bevere, Brooklyn's gift to show business. And I'd like to be back in Brooklyn right now, even if there is a warrant out for my arrest. I'm innocent, you understand. I was driving a cab, and I thought the guy with the little black bag that I drove to New Jersey was a doctor instead of a bank robber. Although I wondered at the time why he gave me a $500 tip. Anyway, I've been punished enough. Here I am, stranded in the little town of Dambala on the African coast, where I was put off the boat. How that happened is another story. I was innocent there, too. Well, there was one hotel in the town. It was not quite as good as a temporary barracks, but a little better than a tent. The place was run by a happy character, and he had some good news for me.
Well, sure, Maisie. You can get out of Dambala, but what's the hurry?
Charlie, this is the first place I've been in Africa where the bugs are big enough to carry you off into the jungle.
Well, that's so silly. Why, there's nothing around here that could possibly bother you if at all. Excuse me.
What'd you shoot at?
Oh, just a little old tarantula. Now, where was I now?
You would tell me there aren't any bugs around here.
No, I was saying they won't bother you if you have a little .22 pistol and keep potting them when they get too close to you. Of course, if you don't... Oh, excuse me. Just a little scorpion.
It was about the size of a lobster.
Yeah, almost full grown. As I was saying, Dambala's a pretty nice place. On Friday and Saturday, the plantation owners are in town, and we have a swell party at the Foreigners Club.
Oh, where's that?
Oh, well, that's this room, only with red and white crepe paper strung around.
Well, I'm still not impressed with the beauty of Dambala. I just don't like a place where I have to sweep the snakes out of my bed every night. Now, how do I get out of here, Charlie?
Well, Maisie, there won't be another ship here for 2 months. But there's an airfield in the interior. And there's a couple of men here who want to go there to take a plane back to the States. Part of a hunting and scientific expedition.
Oh, are they those two guys in the sun helmets?
Yes. The tall one is some kind of a scientist. And the wise little guy with the mean eyes is the hunter. He's got the money, too.
That's life, I guess. When are they leaving?
As soon as they get a guide. But I'm not so sure they'll want to take you with them. It isn't such a long trek, but it's through the jungle in some pretty rough country.
Well, is it an easy trail?
Oh, sure. Sure, but you know how it is. Nobody likes to go into the jungle without a guide.
Well, this whole thing's very simple. I'll be their guide.
You'll be their guide?
Uh-huh.
Well, Maisie, how could you possibly? I mean, this is the most ridiculous. This is complete. Well, why not?
Well, I can follow a trail as well as most anybody.
Well, if you don't care what happens to you, certainly nobody much cares what happens to those other two jokers.
You didn't say that in a very encouraging way, Charlie.
Well, there can be trouble, you know. You have to go around the Watsubachi country. And going that near the Watsubachi is always dangerous.
Well, what are they, cannibals?
I don't know. But expeditions keep disappearing in that country, and the knucklebone necklaces of the Watsubachi keep getting longer and longer. Draw your own conclusions. Excuse me. Oh, those sneaky little poisonous snakes are so hard to hit.
Well, I just got to get out of Damballa. I feel like I'm living in the reptile house of the Central Park Zoo with all the cages open. Where can I find these two men?
They're right down the hall in room 2. The scientist is Dr. Penrod, and the big game hunter is Roger Sneed.
Okay. Now, be frank with me, Charlie. You think I'll have any trouble guiding them along that trail?
I think you'll make it all right, Maisie. In fact, I'd even go so far as to bet even money you'd make it.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, I'll see those fellas right now.
Good luck. Or in other words, I hope they turn you down.
I don't know why I couldn't guide a couple of guys along a well-marked trail. I said I'd be afraid of an African, except savages, lions, snakes, elephants, rhinoceroses. Oh, well, here's room 2.
There's somebody at the door. See who it is, Doc. All right, I will.
Hello.
Good day.
What's the matter, Doc?
Please. There's a mirage outside our door that looks just like a very attractive American girl.
Oh, you crackpot scientist. Who's out there?
It's your guide, Maisie Revere.
It even sounds like an American girl, but apparently it's a native. I tell you, Sneed, we've been in Africa too long.
I am a native gentleman, but of another foreign country known as Brooklyn.
Well, well, come in, young lady, come in. Yeah. I'm Roger Sneed, the big game hunter. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Oh, yes, I have. From the bartender.
My goodness, Sneed, your fame has spread all the way down the hall.
No cracks out of you, Doctor. I'll leave you here in Damballa to wrestle with the wildlife.
Yeah, I shall be good. Miss Revere, I am Dr. Harvey Penrod, and it certainly is a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
You're the type of girl that my students at Ohio State would describe as,
Well, thank you, Doctor. Now, I understand you were looking for a guide to take you to the airfield in the interior.
Well, I'm the one who's looking for the guide.
Yes. Mr. Sneed is the financial mainstay of our combination hunting and scientific expedition.
The hunting was wonderful, too.
The scientific end was something of a frost, Miss Revere, but it would have warmed the cockles of your heart to see Mr. Sneed slaughtering the wild animals. We were practically up to our ankles in blood.
Yeah. Well, personally, I'm not much of a hunter. I never shot anything much bigger than a human being.
So you're a guide, Miss Revere. You don't look too strong to me.
Oh, well, Mr. Sneed, I've been in show business, and I've been around the world at least twice on foot. 5 years ago, I was in an army plane that made a landing in the interior, and we hiked out to the coast. I know this country pretty well.
All right, Miss Revere, I'm eager to get started, but I know how I want to go. Now, here's the map of this country around here.
All right. Oh, yes. Now, here's Damballa. And, here's the airfield over here.
No, I want none of this foolishness about going around the Wasubachi country. We're going right through it.
Oh, Mr. Sneed, the Wasubachi are a dangerous tribe.
I'll show you how to handle those natives.
Mr. Sneed is going to scare them to death with card tricks and amateur magic.
Well, you got to have a pretty good act, Mr. Sneed. Where'd you break it in? At your hometown Elks Club?
You'll see, Miss Revere. I know how to impress a bunch of ignorant and superstitious natives. Will you agree to guide us through the Wasubachi country, Miss Revere?
No. Nothing doing. I'm staying here.
Excuse me, Miss Revere. My, what a magnificent spider. I hated to shoot him, but he was getting ready to jump on you, Miss Revere.
Jump on me? Well, that did it. I've changed my mind. I'll guide you through the Wasubachi country.
Well, okay, Maisie. You've got the little map and the note to the chief of the Wasubachi. But I don't think he's going to help you. Their witch doctor is the real boss of the tribe.
Well, Mr. Sneed thinks he can impress the natives with a little amateur night hocus pocus.
Not a chance. Their witch doctor could have given lessons to Houdini.
Well, when we come to the fork in the trail, I'm going to take the trail that doesn't go through the Wasubachi country.
Well, now, Maisie, don't forget about that native porter called Arthur. He knows the trail all the way, and I told him to keep tipping you off.
Oh, yeah. I know, Charlie, and thanks. I gave him a buck in advance for helping me.
Oh, no. No, Maisie, you didn't.
Well, I'll bet you a buck I did. I like to be friendly, Charlie.
So does Arthur. Especially when he has a buck and can buy a bottle of wild monkey milk.
You think he'll get loaded?
Well, I hope not, Maisie. But I know darn well he will.
Maisie, what's all the delay?
Oh, I'll be right there. Tell the ponies to pick up their loads and get started.
Well, I already have, but one of them is acting very strangely.
Oh. Is his name Arthur?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Well, I'm an old hand at this, Mr. Sneed. What's Arthur doing?
Well, he's got his pack on his back, all right, but he's walking on his head.
Mr. Sneed, I'm going to make a prophecy about this trip.
Yes?
I bet we all remember to our dying day, and that may be much sooner than we think.
Maisie, there's a fork in the trail up here. Which way do we go now?
Oh, we go to the left. That just is around, through the Watsabachi country.
No, I say we go to the right. Which way do you say, Doctor?
Naturally, I agree with you, Mr. Sneed. After all, you have the money.
That seems logical.
I thought so, too.
Well, if you're in doubt about the right trail, let's call the porter called Arthur.
All right, have him come here.
Achunga, Arthur!
Achunga, Arthur! Achunga, Arthur! Achunga, Arthur!
I think I just washed my hands and face in the river here.
Oh, I wouldn't go near the river, Mr. Sneed. I tried it once, and the next thing I knew, I was rinsing out my nylons in a hippopotamus's mouth.
No, ridiculous. Pardon me, Maisie, but there's one thing I don't understand. What does Achunga mean?
Well, it's a word that's very handy to use. It means the opposite.
Yes.
Now, if I say Achunga, Arthur, and he's there, it means I want him here. If the safari is going, Achunga means stop. And if we're stopped, it means get going. And if you're leaving, it means goodbye. And if you're arriving, it means hello.
You're mighty clever, these natives.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me a minute. There's a crocodile going for Mr. Sneed.
You got him, Maisie. You got him.
Well, don't just stand there and cheer. This gun has a real kick to it. Pick me up.
Oh, yes, he killed me.
Where's that native who knows the trail?
Oh, well, he's walking up the trail now.
Walking? Now, I'd call that staggering.
Oh, murder.
You call me, Nimsub? Oh, Arthur, feel real good. Real good.
Arthur, have you been drinking?
Oh, no, Nimsub. Arthur no been drinking.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid that Arthur's had an overdose of liquid civilization.
Why, this native is drunk. He's incapable of intelligent thought.
Arthur, settle down and fly right.
Yes, Mim Sub.
Now, which way goes through the Watsabachi country?
Him went that way.
Now, you see, I was right. That's the way I wanted to go.
And, Maisie, he isn't pointing to the trail you wanted us to take.
Well, I'll be frank with you. I told Arthur before we started that when we came to the fork in the trail, I wanted him to turn up the trail that doesn't go through the west of the country. Isn't that right, Arthur?
Yes, sir.
Now, Arthur, tell the truth. Does this trail go through Watsabachi country?
Yes.
No, wait a minute, Arthur. Does this other trail go through the Watsabachi country?
Yes.
Oh, he's really loaded.
Yes.
Now, all I can say is yes. All right, Arthur, get back to your place in the safari before I tell Tarzan on you. Achunga!
Achunga!
Well, Maisie, now where are we? I thought you were a guide.
Well, I don't know where you got that idea, unless it was me. I'm willing to take either trail you say. Frankly, I'm lost.
Lost? Oh, this is very amusing.
I think we ought to take the left trail to avoid the Watsabachi, but I'm not sure. Wait a minute. Quiet.
Drums. Native drums.
Well, maybe we don't know exactly where we are, but somebody does. And I have an awful feeling our friends, the Watsabachi, are stoking up the fire under the pressure cooker.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Anne Southern, will continue in just a moment.
I think we're safe for the night, boys. We got a fire going and the porters put up a nice thorn fence around it.
Oh, nothing can get through. I saw to that personally.
Not even a snake, Mr. Snee.
Oh, no snake would think of coming this close to a fire.
And then don't sit down where you are or you'll be sitting on a nice fat green one.
Yeah, be careful of those green snakes, Mr. Snee. They're just as poisonous as the ripe ones. Just leave and let it go.
Oh, I hate snakes.
Why, Sneed? Have you no self-respect?
Oh, listen to that lion. Oh, I'd love to be out there stalking the king of beasts tonight.
Well, if you want to get out, Maisie and I will help you out through the thorn fence.
No, not tonight. I filled my quota on lions, and I'm not allowed to shoot anymore. Except, of course, in self-defense.
If you go outside the thorn fence right now, I guarantee you, you'll be defending yourself in no time at all. I've had some experience with lions, and I know, Mr. Sneed.
You've shot lions in Africa?
No, I've just been chased by them.
Tell us about it.
Well, I was out looking for water one afternoon, and suddenly a lion got up from the tall grass. He must have been 10 feet high.
Oh, ridiculous.
Well, then he was 9 feet high.
Impossible.
8 feet high.
Never. I don't believe it was even 6 feet high.
Nothing doing. I can get 7 feet from anybody.
Hey, go ahead, Maisie. I believe you implicitly.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Well, I've heard you should do everything the lion does. He stared at me, so I stared at him. He growled, so I growled. He wagged his tail, I passed. Then he jumped for me, and I jumped for a limb about 15 feet high.
I'm sure you caught it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I caught it. But I don't remember whether I caught it on the way up or the way down. I was up there yelling for help and doing my nails for over an hour. Gee, those USO tours were always exciting. You know, that lion has sort of a human sound.
Now what are you suggesting, Miss Revere?
Well, maybe the Wachibachi have a lion fetish and they're outside there.
Well, they won't get through their fence.
Some sub?
Oh, yes. What is it?
He's got a piece of paper for you.
Notes to you, Min Sub.
Well, notes to you, too. Oh, you mean the message. Excuse me.
Achunga, Min Sub.
Achunga.
Well, what is it? What does it say?
It's just a drawing of a cute skull and crossbones, and it says, go back.
Does this mean that our native porters want to go back?
Gee, I don't know. Arthur, Achunga.
Well, they're not going to bluff me. They won't leave till they get their money.
Mr. Sneed, they just as soon take it off your dead bodies, have you hand it to them.
Achunga, himself.
Arthur, who was that fella him bring message?
Tall fella bring message? You?
Yes. Which fella the porters is he?
Him not porter.
Well, how'd he get here, Arthur?
Him walk through thorn fence. Him was about it.
All of a sudden, I'm scared to death. We better stop here for a moment.
Well, I'll tell the porters to stop this time, huh? Achunga! Achunga!
I think you ought to read a book on how to win friends and influence natives. Achunga! Achunga!
There go those drums again.
Oh, they've been hammering on those drums all day.
Well, I'll see if I can get a translation. Arthur! Achunga!
You call him himself?
Yeah. Arthur, are you sober enough to tell me what the drum fella says?
Yes. Drum fella talk to chief. Him say me arrive on afternoon canoe. Put something in the pot, boy.
Does he say something or somebody?
All same thing to what's about it.
Well, apparently they never ask what's cooking. It's who's cooking. They've got us surrounded.
Come there, Achunga.
Oh, don't touch your gun if you want to keep on living.
But maybe they're headhunters.
Oh, don't worry. What can they take from you? You better start polishing up your magic tricks. They're going to need them.
Look at those knucklebone necklaces. If these aren't cannibals, I'll eat my shirt.
And if they are, they'll save you the trouble. Well, here comes the chief. Oh, it looks like the same fellow who gave us the warning note last night.
Achunga.
Achunga. Are you the chief of the Wachibachi?
Yes. You have a note from Charlie at Bambala?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Everybody has a note from Charlie.
Oh. Hey, you don't sound like a savage at all.
No. I went to a mission school and worked on the coast for years. I'm not a savage, but my people are. They like it that way. I warned you not to come any further, but you didn't pay any attention.
Oh, but surely you'll let us through your country, won't you?
Once you come, others will come. Pretty soon, the what's about your country will look like Grand Central Station.
Hey, have you been in New York?
Yeah, I worked as a sailor on a freighter the year before my father died, and I come back to take his place. I like it better here, too.
Oh, well, that's fine. Well, how about letting us through, huh?
Well, my people will have to decide that. My people and the witch doctors.
Witch doctor? Well, I've got a few tricks to show him.
Are you an amateur magician, too?
You mean a lot of magicians go through here?
Well, they come here, but they don't go through.
Oh.
We'll have a meeting tonight and see this man's tricks. Unless my people think he's better than the witch doctor, well, it'll be too bad.
You better be good, Mr. Sneed. You're not doing this for the Ross High School PTA.
Now, you people follow me.
Okay. Oh, and if your people are in a hurry for food, I'd like to suggest you start with our porter named Arthur. Not only did he help us get into this mess, but he won't take long to cook. He's been half stewed for days.
You got any more tricks?
But just a second.
But have you got any more tricks, Mr. Sneed? You were the one who was going to handle the superstitious and ignorant native.
Yeah, but every time I do a trick, that blasted witch doctor does a better one.
Yeah. You made an egg disappear, and he got up and made a chicken disappear.
Yeah, and it didn't disappear up his sleeve, either. He hasn't got any sleeves. He hardly even has any pants.
I don't know how he did it.
Did you ever stop to think he might know some real magic? I don't mean tricks. I mean the genuine article.
It could be. Come on, Mr. Sneed. This means our lives. What are you going to do?
I've got a rope trick, Nick. I'll do that, huh?
He's got a rope trick!
Yeah, it better be good. I can tell they don't like him. And if one of you doesn't really please...
Yeah, we know.
Cool up! Well, folks, I have here a piece of rope with two ends. One on each. I guess you've heard that before. I've got a pair of scissors here now. I take the scissors and I cut the rope in two places. Here and here. Now you saw me cut the rope, but watch! It's only one piece again. How'd you like that?
Better sit down again and watch my wits duck.
I did the best I could.
Watch this. The witch doctor's got some rope. He's chopping it up in a block of wood.
He certainly can't make them back into one piece.
Good grief. He did it. But how could he possibly do it?
Well, I'll have him vote now. Kula. Maramoto. Maramoto. I'm afraid the vote's against you. I'm sorry, but it's like in your country, you know, no trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Now, wait a minute. Let me talk to those people a minute. I know something they'll like to hear.
You speak lots about you, do you?
No, but I speak a language that most everybody understands. Can I borrow those drums a moment?
Go ahead.
I wasn't with Phil Fatani and Ida Ray Hutton's all-girl band for another.
Kula! Inside Pada Boom Boom. Which drum do you want to play on?
Well, I'll work on all of them. Give me those bone drumsticks and stand back. I'm going to drum up a little goodwill here if it's the last thing I do.
That's it. That's what they like. They're for you now. But keep on going.
Don't worry. I will.
Just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Maisie.
again, here's Maisie.
Well, we really had a ball that night. I started off with the drum solo, but pretty soon I had company. The witch doctor played a mean flute, the chief played a tenor jug, and somebody else went to town on a marimba with five keys that looked like they'd been people once. The whole thing turned into a jam session, and that night the jungle was really jumping. They finally escorted us to the airfield, and it sure was good to see a little of civilization again. There were letters there waiting for Sneed and Dr. Penrod. Mr. Sneed felt pretty good about being a lieutenant colonel until he saw that Dr. Penrod was a brigadier general. Then they both read their orders and fainted. I just got them to the first line. It said, "You will proceed immediately to the port of Dambala." Well, as for me, I took the next plane back to Brooklyn, and I'm back looking for a job again. Incidentally, would any of you people like to buy a nice bone necklace? Well, maybe the museum will be interested. Come on, Pete. Get going.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Frank Nelson, Hans Conry, Peter Leeds, Ernest Whitman, and Roy Glenn. John Easton speaking.